Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys that will hopefully unlock the door to your happiness. And isn't that what we're all shooting for? Just a little more happiness? I think so. I am. I know that. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. If you like it, share it with your friends. Share it everywhere. We need to share this positivity and try to cheer this world up. You never know. You could just change somebody's life. Hey, that music you heard in the beginning of the show was written especially for the show by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. Check out all his orchestral arrangements at schultzmusic.com. Also, check out my website, bepositivepodcast.com. Click on the merch tab. It's getting close to Christmas. I think you still have time to order something in time for Christmas. It would make my Christmas, that's for sure. So check it out. If you got something to say, you want to just drop me a line and say, hey, you like the show, or wish me a Merry Christmas, or tell me a story, grab your phone and text it to me at 304-506-3332. But if it's too long for a text, you can always hit the website, go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. Tell me your story. I'll talk about it on an upcoming show. And you know what? I'll give you a shout out on the air, just like Melissa listening on Spotify. Hey, Melissa, thanks a lot for checking out the show and taking the time to let me know. We also have Teresa listening on Google Play all the way over in Wales. Wow, that's so cool. This is so cool. And Lucy listening on Spotify. Melissa, Teresa, and Lucy, thanks a lot for checking out the show. That's like Charlie's Angels there, right? All right, cool. Anyway, I don't know where that came from. So now we're to the point of the show where, my screen is blank, just like my mind sometimes, but we get to the part of the show where it says the thought for today on the screen and there's nothing there. So my thought for the day is actually, it's a task for the day. I want you to write down five things you're grateful for. Write down five things you're grateful for and then realize that some people don't have those things. So that's the thought for today, is to show gratitude by writing down five things you're grateful for. Okay, let's get to the show. Today's show is called My Parents Fight Verbally and We Hate It. And it comes from a person who's written into the show. And let me read the short email real quick. It says, hi, Nat. I hope you're doing well and staying positive. Well, you know that I am. I wanted to share a little of my story about my family and hope you could give me some advice. I'm 17. I have four sisters. The youngest is five. Growing up, we've always seen my parents verbally fighting with each other, and what bothers me the most is that they come to us and talk shit about each other, and they never communicate with one another, and it hurts me knowing that they talk down to each other. I try my best not to say anything because I tell myself they are adults and they should know how marriage works. They've been married for 20 years. Wow. But sometimes I just want to yell at them and tell them to just stop talking bad about each other. It hurts all of us emotionally, but they don't understand that. All right, well, I'm sure that happens in a lot of households. A lot of kids, especially right now, because parents are really tense, kids are tense, everybody's so tense because of the world and the environment and everything that's going on. And if you're not aware of the tension and why you're reacting that way, then you can actually lose sight of it. But your parents have been married for 20 years, and they talk shit about each other to the kids. Now, you say you're 17, you have four sisters. I don't know if you're the oldest or where you are, but if it's bothering you as kids, I would say it's time, and these times, it's time to stand up and talk to them. All of you kids should get together and say that you don't like being put in the middle of your parents. One parent says something bad about the other one, and, you know, obviously their marriage is working. They've been married for 20 years. But if they want to argue, that's one thing. That's just maybe the way they are. Maybe they're Italian. I don't know. But if they're talking about each other to the kids behind their back, each other's backs, that's not healthy for the kids. And I can see your point. So you need to say something. It's time to say something. You said it's been happening your whole life, obviously, since you're 17. They've been married 20 years. But you don't have to yell at them, but just tell them to stop talking bad about each other to the kids. Say, you guys don't want to hear it anymore. If they want to argue, let them argue. And, you know, I don't know the discipline level in your family. I don't know how you were raised. I don't know anything about it. but it's starting to hurt all of you emotionally. And what's more important, pissing off your parents and or having emotional scars for you and your four sisters that you're going to carry with you for the rest of your life? And no, it's not right to be talked to about. Parents should be discussing stuff with each other, and the kids should not be involved in that kind of stuff. That's just childish. It's childish. And it's time to say something. So I would say, bring it up and say, listen, and if your other sisters don't want to be with you, I think it'd be more effective if all of you as sisters said that you would like to talk to them and say that you guys, it really bothers you that each parent talks bad about the other parent to you. And maybe they will argue about that, but at least it'll be put out in the open and it could cure the problem. Because that's not healthy. It is not healthy. So hopefully you can, and you know what? It might even calm down the arguing, the verbal arguments. You never know. But if they've been arguing for 20 years, that's the way that they are. That's their relationship. And some people are just loud and argue a lot, and they love each other and live for, you know, they're married for 50 years, and they just argue all the time, and that's just their life. I mean, that doesn't work for me. But and maybe it works for them. It has for 20 years. But if it bothers you guys, the girls, I should say, if it bothers you girls that much, then you should say something. It's time to say something. You're 17, and you know you don't want your little, if it's bothering you, it's bothering the youngest one. She's 5. So you don't want them. I mean, the arguing is one thing. You really can't change that. But the talking to you guys, you don't want to hear it. And it's, I guess you'd have to nip it in the bud when they come and start talking about the other parent. Just, I would stop them and say, you shouldn't do that. And I don't really want to be involved. Please don't talk to me about mom, dad. Don't talk bad about mom. And then say the same thing to your mom. Don't talk to, you know, I shouldn't be in this conversation. It shouldn't be coming up to you. So that's what I would do. I would actually stand up for myself and do that. And I would do it as a group, all the kids. Because if it's just one, you don't have the strength, but there's power in numbers. So I hope that helped. And whoever this is that sent this email to me, please respond and let me know what you did and send me an email and let me know if you just said, thanks for the advice, but I'm not going to do that. Or yes, I did it. And, you know, whatever happened, and fill us in. We'd like to know. It's nice to know about that. Well, that's it's kind of a short one there, but I didn't have a whole lot to talk about. But I do think that you should confront your parents about if you obviously know that it's emotionally destructive to your sisters. So you have to stand up for what is right. Sometimes it doesn't feel comfortable. Sometimes it's dangerous. Sometimes it can cause other problems. But if it feels right to you, like obviously you know that your siblings are being emotionally damaged, you don't want that to happen, well, it's time to stand up and stand up for what's right. And sometimes you have to do that, and you just have to do it. So hopefully this helps, and you actually get to talk to your parents, and they can actually realize that they're in the wrong for discussing their discomfort or their disagreements with the other parents, with the kids. That's it. That's what I got to say. So hopefully it helps out. All right. That's it. That's the show for today. It wasn't too long. It is Monday. I hope you have a fantastic Monday. Show gratitude. And, the thought for today, what was it? Something about writing down 5 things that you're grateful for. I remembered that. So do that. Write 5. When this podcast is over, write down 5 things that you're grateful for. It could be simple. It could be the fact that you got a great cup of coffee today. It could be the fact that you're positive about going into work, or you got to work 5 minutes early, or whatever it is. Or, you know, you gave your wife a kiss and she actually kissed you back 3 times. Whoever, whatever it is, just write down 5 things you're grateful for. And you know what? If you want to text one to me, that's great. Send me a text about what you're grateful for. 304-506-3332. I want to know what you're grateful for today. All right. Thanks a lot. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. If you get a chance, go to the website, pick something up before Christmas. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I have a shirt like that. I'll talk to you later.